Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Make this summer's adventures more extraordinary with Audible. While you're lounging by the pool, tending the garden, or road tripping to your favorite destinations, dive into Atmosphere, the captivating new release from Taylor Jenkins Reid. This Good Morning America book club pick launches readers into the fascinating world of 1980s NASA, where one woman's astronomical dreams collide with unexpected love. With over a million titles to explore, from beach reads to gripping thrillers, Audible transforms summer downtime into an adventure. Remember, there's more to imagine when you listen. Start your perfect summer companion with a 30-day free trial and get your first audiobook free at audible.com/wonderyuk.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So everybody's opening their gifts and they read their notes and they're all extreme. They're all like from people. They're all fortune cookies. It's like this person doesn't even know you. Because Jax says, dear Jax, your strength and courage are truly inspiring. Nobody who's ever even been in a room with Jax would say that.
Literally. Like, he has no strength. He has no courage. He's not inspiring. He just has sweat. Yes. He has fluids. Dear Jax, you have fluids.
Yeah. Jasmine's is, I hope you find deep peace and joy. Brittany's is, I hope you start your new beginning and find a true new love one day. I did with a new doormat.
Jason's is, may these crystals inspire confidence and attract success in every step you take. May they bring you love, calm, and a touch of magic as you embrace this beautiful new chapter with your baby.
Who was just called a whore and threatened to be murdered. So I'd just like to add that in there. It's not part of this, but it should have been part of this card.
It would have been nice if you had wished me better aim on Ski Ball at Dave and Buster's. Kind of my thing. Kind of my thing, guys. Ski Ball.
Nia's is, take a moment to recharge. You deserve it. Thank you. And I would like to say, protect your peace, everybody. Protect your peace.
Mine says, I hope these crystals empower and remind you of your incredible inner strength. It's like, Danny, are you groping my crystal? Hey.
Hey, Daddy, this is mission a comma, Daddy.
Hey, I just got kicked out of my crystal party. Kristen's is like, sending you strength and hope on your fertility journal. Seriously?
Journey. It's like, oh my God, just said that the word fertility made me triggered. Why would you write this on my crystal?
And Zach's like, oh my God, the answers I seek are within me and all around me. Love your new balls. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. Benji could learn something from this crystal.
Thank you for giving me this extra smooth crystal. Jesse's is.
Does this crystal get Crystox?
Got Crystox. Oh my God, Benji, look. It's not impressed with that either. Wow.
I miss my ex-boyfriend's crystal.
Jesse's is, may these crystals bring you serenity and ease your worries. Affirmation, with every breath, I release the anxiety within and become more and more calm about Isabella.
She wrote him a really long one. And Brox is like, oh, thanks, hon. That's the shit. That's it. Mine says, sorry about your Rubik's Cube. There you go. What a giver. What a giver.
Oh, I was just about to discover it. I had one more corner to turn. Corner! So now it's the party, fun times party. Luke asks if Jax can do a shot because, you know, because Jax doing shots and whatever. And then Jen and Jason are kissing.
He hasn't done a shot for an hour, guys. So Jax is really meeting it out, really metering those drinks out.
The restraint he shows, he is an American hero. I'll just
say. You're literally timing your drinks, you're in trouble. And also, I don't
know. Jax pulls Brittany for a chat. He's like, it's not about drama. It's not going to be drama. Don't worry. It's not about drama. I'm like, yeah, it will be, but sure. So he's like, I had the guys over at the house and I wanted Luke and Jason to see the place and just see all the outlets I had that, you know, Cruz could stick his finger into. I think that's fun for a kid, right? Or stairs to fall down, sharp edges, knives. I leave a whole bunch of knives on the floor. I thought it'd be a fun place for him, you know? And they said, yeah, this would be great. And they said, why don't we get a universal camera so you can see Cruz, you know, a little bit. She's like, well, when we get to that point, that's a great idea, but we're not there yet. I don't want like the other cameras though and like the other things. You know what I'm talking about?
And he's like, because she's saying, like, I don't want you breaking into my cameras again. And he's like, no, I don't care what you do. And she goes, oh, really? You don't care what I do? Really? And then we see a scene of her like, hey, I'm covering these cameras up because I'm standing up to Jax. He got Brittany. I got blocked. So he got blocked by Brittany. And so he's like, yeah, you know, like it just hurt. It hurt because, like, you know, you did this divorce thing while I was in rehab. You know, like you never even gave me a shot. Your shot was done. Your shot was so done that you threw a table and bruised her and punched holes in the wall with your child there to the point where you were about to lose your job unless you went to fucking rehab, allegedly. So you know what's worse? Already done, sir.
You know what's worse than doing the divorce thing while you're in rehab is you doing the cheating thing while you're in a marriage. How about that? But the domestic abuse, of course, is worse. Brittany is like, I went in to interview with the divorce lawyer and think about my options. And she basically is like, I was looking at it and she's like, I have to do it now because if I don't do it now, I'm not going to be able to do it. And he doesn't deserve like to have a second chance. The rehab is for him. It doesn't mean that he like it's not like some tool to be like, and now you get me back. It's like she said, go to rehab and work on yourself. And you rehabilitated the entire time, which meant that you were not working on yourself. You broke the deal. She would have waited for you. She would if you had shown genuine improvement, she probably would have stuck it out and taken you back. But you didn't. And you messed it up. And then he tries to be like, no, I only rehabilitated. He's like, I only texted. I only did it for like 2 weeks. She's like, because I blocked you for the third week.
Yeah,
this guy.
God, he's so crazy. He's so hard to watch, and he's just teetering on the edge. He's just sitting there, clearly fucked up, sweating. You know, drinking. He's got like a full drink after he just took a shot. After calling, you know, spending the rest of the episode attacking someone for being a drug addict or whatever he's going to do. He's the worst. And so she's like, if you want to divorce me, then why are you sending me like pictures of the flowers and what you're doing in the backyard? And she's like, I'm doing that because you said I couldn't take care of the house and I'm showing you that I can. Okay, stop. Just stop.
Don't do that. You don't have this to prove person. It.
Stop looking for validation from some fucking loser man, Brittany. My God. Yeah,
you don't have to prove anything to him. He's like, well, it's not about the house. And by the way, the finances. So now real Jax comes out. He tried to do like I'm wounded. I tried to make myself better. Why you take me back? And now real Jax comes out where he's like, and the finances, which by the way, you're gonna see over time, it's gonna be real heavy. And you're
you didn't pay your taxes for years. You didn't pay your mortgage. Who are you lecturing about fucking finances?
And she's like, yeah, but guess what? You are the reason why it became so expensive. And then she reminds us that he didn't pay for the mortgage. They incurred all these penalties. And then on top of that, there was his tax debt for everything. And he's like, you need to realize what I have done, you know? And he's like, you know what? Everyone makes mistakes, which if you're going to do the everyone makes mistakes thing, then why are you being so harsh on Danny? Right. He's like, honestly, I thought I was literally doing the right thing by going into therapy and like by getting my own place and giving you guys a house. She's like, no, that was the dumbest thing you could have done. See, that's the other thing. He's like, why didn't you wait till after I was out of rehab to divorce me? But meanwhile, he was in rehab and he arranged a whole new house and did all this other stuff. So he's fine with doing things while he's in rehab. She's just the only one who's not allowed to.
Yeah, and he's saying, oh, I got my own place. I gave you guys the house. You saddled her with your debt, you piece of shit. And so she's like, no, that was the dumbest thing you ever did. So they fight about that. And she's like, you put me and your son in a really bad position. And he's like, oh, you live in mansions. You live in mansions. What are you talking about?
And she's like, well, you know, I had to pay for all that stuff. Like, we're already in debt and I had to pay for all that stuff. And you could have waited until I was ready, you know, because basically, if I remember correctly, she got the Airbnb, right? Because Jax didn't come back into the house.
Jax wanted to keep the house.
But then he chose not to.
He kicked his son and his wife out of the house. So,
and then he chose not even to go back
into the house. And then he stayed there and didn't pay the mortgage. So she's been paying the mortgage on that place and this other place. Well, I guess he ended up paying the mortgage, but no, because she said that she saddled with all that debt too. So I'm not really sure what he's paid, because he's claiming that he's caught up and he paid everything, but it doesn't sound like it.
So he tries to pull this card again. He's like, I mean, I'm not fully over all this. Like, this is a decade in my life. I thought you were the girl I was going to spend the rest of my life with, you know? It's like, well, and whose fault is it that it didn't work out? Okay, don't make it seem like it was her fault for pulling the, like, for doing something to protect herself.
Yeah, and it's like, I went to the facility and I thought, like, maybe she wants to see, you know, like, where I'm at when I get out. She goes, yeah, but by the entire time you were in rehab, and this is when, is the 2 weeks. She's like, you were rage texting me. And he's like, that was just for 2 weeks. She goes, yeah, because I blocked you on the third, you idiot. And he goes, yeah, because I didn't see my son. Like, you kept my son from me.
Why does he think saying, but I only rage texted you for 2 weeks? Why is that like somehow a okay thing? Like, it was only 2 weeks that I rage texted. Like, what, one rage text is bad enough, especially when you're in rehab. It was like constant for 2 weeks. It's like, hey, it was only for half the time that I harass you and belittle you.
Yeah, I'm so fucking sick of this. It's just like watching a psychotic abuser over and over again, and it's just too much. I can't take it. So basically, the gist of the conversation is she sticks up for herself. He keeps trying to move the goalposts and change everything to blame her, and she's not having it. And so finally, he's like, fine, do what you're going to do. Then we're divorced. Then fine, do what you got to do. Yeah, go. I don't even care. And she's like, so are you going to sign the papers? And he's like, I'm going to have a lawyer look at it. She goes, you still haven't had a lawyer? And he goes, no. And she goes, why are you going to? He says, no, I'm going to wait up till the last day. She goes, why? And he's like, because I can. Why not? Why not?
What a dick.
So that's who you're really dealing with there.
Exactly. He really shows himself. And I love Brittany's takeaway. I like her epiphany that she had. She goes, you know, Jax went from being my very best friend to this person that I loathe. I mean, like, he makes me so angry. I mean, his pores are greasy. His cheeks are greasy. His forehead's greasy. His veins popping out of his head. And I just knows everything. He's just greasy. Whenever I was madly in love with this man, I had my blinders on. Now I just see him like a greasy man child. I love, she just sees him as grease, because that's what we all see. We just see this shiny person, and I just love that now she sees the grease. And like, that's just such a poetic, wonderful epiphany to have.
It's the first greasy thing I don't like.
It's like, I was like, for a while I was seeing chicken fajita, and now I just see calories.
Oh, I mean, I used to be madly in love with him. I had my blinders on. They were my blinders. But now it's just a greasy man child. So now Zach's like, oh my God, you guys, I just peed next to Aaron and I think we're brothers.
So Janet, Nia's at the bar and she's ordering a Russian Moscow mule. And Janet is like, how are you? She's like, good. You look beautiful. Thanks, so do you, which is, of course, girl code for, I fucking hate your guts. You too, bitch. Get out of my fucking face, you cut fitness. But it's said in their language, which is like, you look like Princess Jasmine today. You're really pretty.
That's such a mom who hasn't left the house in a long time.
The first thing I thought was that you look like Princess Jasmine.
You're talking to the whitest person on the planet. What the fuck are you talking about? Why are you bringing up the princess from Aladdin? You're talking to the whitest lady on earth wearing like a Marshall's, you know, rayon flower dress. What are you talking about? You need to get some more references.
She literally, Janet is like a Labubu out of costume.
Janet looks like a slice of Munster cheese. Okay. Does not look like Princess Jasmine.
Like, literally all that. Janet has like a ponytail. I was like, you look like Princess Jasmine. So Janet's like, I want to be Zen at this party, and I feel like I owed Nia some sort of conversation or apology, because I know I've caused her some real pain, and like, she doesn't deserve the pain that has come with this whole situation of, you know, Daniel causing sexual assaults. So then Nia's like, well, there's been a lot of hurt and I'm still hurting, and I do think it's like more of a space and kind of a breather kind of thing, you know. And Nia's like, yeah, I don't need space. I just don't want to talk to her. I'm over it. I'm done.
And Jana's like, well, I'm sorry you're hurting. And again, I just want to apologize that the words I used on the boat were true and harsh. Okay. Really sorry harsh. About that.
Yeah. I'm sorry that my words were harsh, just like Daniel's sexual assault.
Okay. Well, you really.
Yeah. Next time I'll go with serial rape, and hopefully that's a little bit better for you. And she's like,
oh, it's just a technical term. Just a technical term. Sorry. Yeah, I'm technical. I saw Judge Judy recently, so I now have I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
So.
I truly feel like her actions are unforgivable. She's like, but you know what? Time heals all. So if space is what you think we need, just know that there's always a bowl full of mediocre casserole for you. Okay. Somewhere in a tiny place with a low hood. Okay. Can't say I didn't try, America. Can't say I didn't try.
I did my best. So the party continues. Jesse and asks Kristen to sage the demons out of him. And it's all fun. And then my favorite thing was Zach being like, everyone, I just want to say, watch out. I've already put my suit into like two tunas. And we see a flashback from like 5 minutes earlier where he's gesticulating so wildly. He like brings his hand down and he literally puts his arm across two separate tuna tartare canapes. He's like, oh my god, I have been assaulted by canapes. I'm furious right in front of Benji. Benji's like, wow, what a shock, you're dirty.
So then Luke checks in with Jesse, and Jesse's still doing his, yeah, you know, man, I have my moments. I'm just so triggered. I'm triggered, guys. Like, I'm trying to have growth, and I'm trying to be growth, not show growth. You know what I mean? Yeah, Rogan Fan 92 taught me that. And you know, it's going to Hawaii with my wife, her boyfriend, the financial shit I'm going through. Like, what am I supposed to do now? I'm single. What if I lose it all? What if I lose it all?
What if I lose lollyestates.com? I mean, that would just be terrible for all of the people in the Los Angeles area not to have a certified and reliable realtor to help them with all their housing needs.
So Jesse, just for people who are really falling for this bullshit, Jesse decided just not to work for a year. So he went through like $1.5 million of their dollars, according to Michelle on the after show, over $1 million, just spent it shopping, going on trips and shit like that, just because he didn't want to work. And then Michelle left. And so now he's left with no money because he's not doing anything. Then he tried to take out a loan that she would be of like $300,000 that she would be liable for. And she put a stop to that. And now he's crying like he can't understand where his life went wrong. It went wrong when you stopped fucking working and spent over $1 million, you dumbass. What do you?
Yeah.
Go to work. Get a job. Vicky Gumbelson is here with some advice for you. Get a job.
Sell a house. Okay. He's like, I mean, I'm just like so tired. And the last thing I want to do is come here and like go to a Zen party. Like, I'm not Zen. Look at me. I am not fucking Zen. It's like, okay. He's like, what if I lose the house? What if I lose custody? I lose my friends and I'm isolated and alone. That's a shitty feel. Okay, enough, sir. Just, you know, relax. We all know this is fake. Bravo for your beautiful performance of a man who has a heart, but we all know you're a psychopath.
We're very familiar with the season finale gloss over by now, all of you, this whole cast actually, especially the men, because it's, well, the men and Janet are really, really laying it on hard this episode. So Luke is like, okay, well, bring Malibu and Isabella over to our house. You know, that's what everybody who's down and out really needs. Come to a little house, smells like dog, it's covered in
with two begging Cheeto dogs.
So you know that house has like Taco Bell wrappers all over the floor at all times.
So yeah, come on over. You know, we got Jill, who's learned how to beg thanks to Kristen's dog. Thanks a lot, honey. I mean, you know, whatever. And Jesse's like, I appreciate that, but like, I don't usually drive to the valley. So for all of Jesse's tears, whatever, like, what about Isabella? And someone's like, oh, come on over. Well, let me help us. We'll help you out. We'll do something that might make Isabella happier. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to drive to the valley. Just goes to show. I mean, I joke about that. Like, oh my God, going to the valley. But I think for your kid, you would do it, right? But I know he's being tongue-in-cheek. But at the same time, he's also being real.
Not really. He's just being like, oh my God, guys, what if I'm poor? They're like, come to the valley. Not that poor. Not that poor.
He's like, no. He's like, I already finished my woe is me monologue. I don't actually have to act on it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So he's like, you guys can come to my house. Okay. You know, because I'm like, of all the people I think who I want to watch Isabella for an hour, it's you guys. Right. Wow. What a difference a year makes. Huh?
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
More party stuff is happening, and Danny is having his seventh water with lemon. And so Jax is like, oh God, look at Danny. Is he drinking? I'm tired of this bullshit games he's playing around here. Like, oh, I'm not drinking. Bullshit. Own your shit. Like, Jax, not the one to prosecute this right now. And Aaron's like,
well, what? Also, you Danny? Can't even do that. And you actually had to go to rehab after an abusive episode. Danny is at least like trying to make the effort to look like he's not drinking. What are you doing? You can't even show up after rehab and not have a drink. I mean, for Christ's sake, you had one Coke Zero this whole season. You've got a full drink in your hand right now, you fucking cokehead. What are you talking about?
And also, like, after you've just come out of rehab, don't you have any sort of like perspective? Like, if you truly believe that Danny has a problem and is sneaking drinks in tonight, don't you feel like after being in rehab, you would approach it with more grace and sympathy and empathy? Like, hey, you know, if something's going on, you can always talk to me about it. Not like you're fucking drunk. Like, this is someone who took not only zero lessons, negative 50 lessons from whatever rehab he was in, which was a fake one.
Yeah, so he's spinning out, and he's like, "That's this fucking guy. I mean, look at that guy, fucking probably drunk over there." And Aaron's like, I mean, he's the sweetest guy in the world when he's sober." And he's like, "Yeah, but well, guess what? So was Jeffrey Dahmer, okay?" And they're like, "No,
he's pretty bad."
He's like, "Okay, who's the other one? Who's the other guy? Jeffrey Dahmer, or Ted Bundy? It was Ted Bundy." And they're like,
"No."
Brittany's like, oh my God, is he comparing himself to Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, I don't. This is just classic Jax, that whenever he loses something, in this case, an argument against Brittany, and he's angry, he has to destroy someone else. And which is like, it's so bad. It's like, it just shows what a shitty person he is, that he's got to ruin someone else. So he's just worked himself up into a tizzy. And so then we go over to Jesse talking to
Jack. It also shows how much the other cast was carrying his storyline the whole season, if you think about it, because he's been absent this whole season. So he hasn't been there to like say my bar. Danny was kicked out of my bar, which he's wanted to do all season. And he had Janet and Jason there to hold his water the entire time.
Yeah. So now he's talking to Jesse and he's like, yeah, you know what? I should probably go over and talk to Danny. I don't see a drink in his hand. Guy's playing it real cool with no drinks in his hand, trying to pretend like he's not drinking by not holding drinks and not drinking all night. Oh, so just because you're drinking water, not drinking alcohol, we're supposed to believe you're only drinking water and no alcohol tonight. Real smooth. I'm like, he's literally not drinking tonight. Like, what are you trying to like concoct here?
And he's allowed to drink because he's not an alcoholic. Even if he is an alcoholic, he hasn't gotten to that point where he's been like, I'm an alcoholic. I have trouble. It's not like he's fallen off some wagon. He's not drinking because he can't have a fucking drink around you people without you going crazy every single episode.
Yeah. And Jax, I mean, this is so, it's such sad deflection. Like, it's so sad because it's so obvious. Like, be more artful in your deflection. Be more artful in like your very basic psychological motives to be like, oh, I see in Danny what I see in myself, and I'm angry at myself, so I'm gonna take it out on Danny, right? So he's like, oh man, he's so worried about his look. Next week, guaranteed he'll be fucked up again. So he's like, this is all a game for him. It's all a show. So, I mean, since when is Jax high and mighty about how anyone else drinks in this group?
Yeah, so Jesse's like, yeah, I don't know if Jax is really concerned with Danny's drinking or he wants himself to look better, basically. He's like, he has a chip on his shoulder and nobody knows about Dark Side Danny, but I don't get it. You know,
yeah, so then, he's a crab in a bucket. He's a crab with crabs. He's a crabby crab. So Jax goes up to Danny and he's like, hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on? Because Brock is there and Brock's like, oh, I'm just chatting, but I'm sensing that I might get a Rubik's Cube thrown at me right now, so I'm just going to excuse myself real quickly.
Brock knows exactly what's coming. He skedaddles right away. So right Jax is like, oh, hey, Danny, hey. So look at you, Danny, what's going on, Danny? He's like, doing all right, brother. Been a crazy summer, sipping on some water over here. Yeah, now you had a couple of get-togethers without me. That's okay, because I've got 3 under 3 at home. I can spend some time with. Love to see old dad over there. That's fun, but yeah, I guess you did it, obviously, to get at me. So what's that about?
Yeah. Why'd you do that? He's like, listen, I'm not saying that you're not a good father. I'm like, that wasn't even on the table. Jack just starts off with that. Like, it wasn't even discussed. His parenting skills were not even in conversation here. He's like, you're a great father, but you know, you are a terrible drunk. And Danny's like, what? Here, you don't even have a leg to stand on. He's like, what do you mean I don't have legs? I've got 2 legs right here. Now you're gonna say I don't have 2 legs? Wow, you must really be wasted.
He literally doesn't know what he means. He's like, what's that? 2 legs? What? And he's like, yeah, you don't have a leg to stand on. And he goes, whatever that means, I'm not a terrible drunk, okay? Like, because I have an anger issue, which leads me to drinking. So that's different. So, well, then you're imbibing your anger right now, sir. Like, your anger is on, you're attacking somebody in public angrily. So,
I'm not a terrible drunk. I just get very drunk because I'm angry all the time, and therefore I'm an angry drunk. I'm like, that's a terrible drunk. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, and he's like, you're a terrible drunk. What are you talking about? He goes, you've been kicked out. And he's like, well, you go on rages. He goes, yeah, well, you've been kicked out of my bar for touching girls inappropriately twice. And he starts doing this, like, repeating twice for some reason, which isn't true. It was once. And so now he's going to say twice because he thinks he's bringing something new to the table by saying twice. Yes. And Danny's like, no, that was once. And I dealt with that. And I dealt with it immediately. And that was a year ago. And he's like, can I talk? Because Jax keeps going twice. And he's like, okay, so I can't talk now. And he goes, you can talk, but I'm still talking. So I'm allowed to have my opinion.
Meanwhile, Jax, who's been drinking tonight, is Danny, who is sober, and Jax, who is drinking and being a terrible drunk, is now accusing Danny literally of being a terrible drunk.
Swinging a drink around in his hand at the moment. Like, we see his full vodka soda in his hand at the moment.
He's like, you walk around, you live in this fairy tale world where you think, oh, I got to make sure everybody thinks that we're perfect. We're protected. We somehow have 2 legs while everyone else has 1 leg. Well, we walk around that, oh, I'm not drunk. Oh, wow, you're protected. And Danny's like, we're protected. He's like, yeah, like, we have to make sure we look perfect in front of everybody because we're so scared that, like, what people are going to find. It's okay. Hey, Danny, it's okay to not be okay. And Danny's like, bro. Like, I say that all the time. It's okay to not be okay. Like, you think I don't know that? I've got it on my fridge.
So Nia's now standing at a table right by there listening to this whole thing. And so he starts aiming at Nia because he's not getting the reaction from Danny that he wants. He wanted a big fight for Danny to make an idiot out of himself. And Danny's just staying calm, like, you're the fucking idiot here. So Jax is like, oh, Nia. So first of all, I mean, I've called you multiple times to come pick him up at a bar. Multiple times. Did you hear me? Multiple times. Consider multiple a leg and times is 2. Multiple times. I've got 2 legs. I'm standing.
You got 2 legs. I will not stand for this gaslighting. And Nia's like, but I almost hit you with a car when you were stumbling in the middle of the street. No. I wasn't stumbling. I was angry, and the anger caused me to stumble because you have 1 leg. What? No, I was stumbling because I've got 2 legs. Why don't people understand?
He's like, why are you making stuff up? Like, wait, you just think you're living in some fairy tale world where you're like, she's like, well, Princess Jasmine's over there, but, you know, otherwise.
to be fair, yes, I do kind of think that, but that's okay.
And he's like, what is this, Miss fucking America? What are you going to do, throw a table at her, Jax? Are you going to really start a fucking public fight with a woman now? He's like coming at her like he's going to go at her physically. So Kristen comes over and gets in between them, and she's like, whoa, I'm going to jump in now. And he's like, yeah, what are you, in a perfect world, Miss 10 Legs? How's it feel?
I like Jack, lady. And Jack is like, oh, Jack's like, oh, Miss America. Oh, Miss. And she goes, wrong pageant. Okay. All right. Jax, let's break it up. Okay. And Jax is like, oh, well, let's make that up. And they're like, we never said that. It's like, let's make this very clear. You're not fucking protected by anybody. It's like,
oh, they know
we were protected.
They know. He's walking away from the season as a sexual assaulter alcoholic. I mean, I think he knows at this point nobody on this cast is about to protect them. So Danny's like, we never said we were protected. And Kristen's like, look at me, Jax. Jax, look at me. Look at me, Jax. And he's like, you're like, guess what? Yeah, we're perfect. And guess what, everybody? We're going to try and be perfect because we're not better than anybody else. Like, I literally called you to pick up your husband multiple times.
All right. You know what? He has a mirror in front of his face. He's talking about himself. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What is this? Another fairy tale? I can't deal with this. I've got two legs and we're not in a fairy tale. What don't people understand? And Danny's like, dude, you're a psychotic man. You're a very psychotic man. He's like, psychotic? Oh, yeah? Would a psychotic man have two legs and have anger issues that turn into drinking issues? I don't think so.
So gross. So they walk him out. He's disgusting. And I love that this was Jax's last scene on the Valley. Bye, you fuck. Goodbye. Mm. I love that your last scene on the Valley, you were greasy, drunk, disgusting, holding a drink in your hand and being a psychopath, right? Like three episodes after you claimed it was your show, just like the last time you got fired. Bye, loser. Have fun in obscurity. Have fun in whatever bowling alley you end up fucking working at. Okay. And I say that as a fan club, of bowling club. Alleys. Goodbye.
Club, club.
Good.
He's going to work at club, club. So Danny's like, well, I guess now it's time for me to get a little messy because guess what? Everyone, he sleeps with his staff. And he's like, I've heard from numerous sources that Jax has slept with some of his staff, allegedly, and Brittany even knows about it.
I love this because you know that this is fucking true. So good for him.
And but also, is anyone surprised? Let's be honest. So Brock is Brock's talking to Brittany. He's like, well, how long did it go on for? How did you do it for so long, Brittany? And she's like, I don't know. This is just who he is. So Danny says that, like, I don't think anybody that owns your business.
My problem with Brittany is Brittany was always fine with this behavior with Jax when it was aimed at everybody else. And that's kind of my issue with Brittany long term. Is this was always fine by Brittany. She was always making excuses for fucking Jax. And it's my same problem with Janet and Jason. You know, it's like, I'm never going to truly take anybody serious that has supported this in any way.
You know, so Nia and Danny are talking, and Nia's like, Daniel, that was on camera. He's like, what? It's right behind you. There's a camera. He's like, yeah, I mean, we're on camera right now. There's one there. There's one there. There's one there. She's like, I know. It's like, there's a camera everywhere. What are you trying to say? What are you talking about? She's like, never mind.
Yeah, you know, like what they say about her, like always trying to protect them and not look like idiots on camera is true, you know, but at some point it's like, I'm going to stand up for myself. Like, sorry. Like, how long do I have to sit here and just get kicked? Sorry. Mm-hmm. But at some point, someone's going to have to say something, you know? So Kristen goes to Jax and basically gets him out of there. And then Jasmine just keeps having little lines because she, like, Jasmine, let's face it, does nothing. She does nothing on this show. It's probably time for her to go. And Jasmine just, they keep cutting to Jasmine during this episode. And she just says things like, wow, there's just not enough crystals in the world to get this group through stuff. Like, oh, wow. Glad Jasmine's here. Glad Jasmine made a check for this one.
So they start showing split screens of the Zen flowing out of this part, like flowing out, meaning like disappearing at this party. So when she's like, there's not enough crystals to heal this group right now. So we see Danny and Nia bickering because he's like, I had to babysit those kids for half an hour today. That was three kids I had to pay attention to. That was hard. And then we see Michelle and Jesse. Now they're fighting out of nowhere. I would have liked it if we had some context for this. Cause she's like, to this day, you've never asked me about my mother. It's like, cause it's not my place to ask. It is your place because you have a daughter and her grandmother is dying. And then we see Sheena being like, I'm just like confused because like now I'm hearing that like you and Kristen are like saying that I brought Jenna around to hurt Michelle's act. Like, why would you say that about me?
And then we go, now everybody's talking in all the split screens at one time fighting with each other. And then we go to Sheena and Zach again, and Sheena's like, I'm not here to defend myself, and now you're throwing my name in the mud, and I don't really appreciate throwing my name in the mud. Eddie Cibrian, heard of him? Have you ever heard of a guy from Desperate Housewives? I totally dated him. Read my book. Is that now Brock's cheated on me? Spoiler alert.
Can we just clear up one thing? My book is now available for download anywhere you get books or Nerds Candy. So Kristen's like, yes, what do you want to say, Sheena? Do you think that, are you saying that I brought Jenna around to hurt Michelle? No, Okay. Well, you were supposed to say yes, and I was going to respond to that, but you said no, so I don't really know where to go from here.
No, you and Janet said at El Coyote that I was the one doing that, and that's the problem.
And Zach's like, Jenna is not the problem here. Okay. Yeah,
not at all. Not at all. Michelle, do you want to get in here? Who do you think is the problem? It's Janet. Janet is the problem. It's Janet all along. Janet's like, okay, whatever. I'm going to grab my glass and I'm going to drink out of it to show that I'm not the problem.
So then Kristen's like, okay, you just took her wine. Janet just walks away. So I think Janet is saying, okay. And Zach is like, oh yeah, well, I'm really mad. And he picks up a glass of wine and starts chugging. And they're like, that was the wrong glass.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah, Janet didn't drink. It was Zach. Yeah. My mind so just took it to a Janet place.
Janet's trying to leave, but Zach he's done that thing where he's got himself so worked up to fight that he's ready to scream and yell, but now there's no one to scream and yell at. So he just keeps doing it anyway. And he's like, Janet, 1 second. Janet, Janet. And they're trying to get her back over, but he won't. So he's just losing his fucking mind.
Yeah, so he's like, Kristen is not bringing Jenna around to do anything. It is Janet trying to actually propel this narrative, and she's destroying people's lives. She tried to destroy me and my reputation. And then we see a flashback to Janet saying that Zach had demonic behavior in the beginning of the season, and she's trying to destroy Dunny and his reputation. And we see the sexual assault thing. And she's trying to destroy Rubik's Cubes and their reputation. You see, like, a flashback, an animation of Sheena throwing a Rubik's Cube at Brock. Somehow she was involved with that. I don't know how, but I just know she was. The point is, Janet is evils.
Yeah, so Janet's telling Jason, like, I'm not doing this. Like, everybody's coming for me, and I'm not doing it. So then Kristen kicks Zach out because he's having a meltdown, and she's like, this isn't even your fight. This is a Jenna fight, so go away. So Janet's like, oh my God, how is everybody blaming me? I'm like the coolest person here. Casseroles. Okay. Kristen invited Jenna to her housewarming party. Zach invited Jenna to Benji's party. Okay. Well, then maybe let's not fuck people that Jenna has fucked on TV. Like, maybe you all need to start dating outside of this thirsty group where every time you go somewhere, there's someone else you fucked. Okay. You guys can't get mad when you're dating somebody that already fucked somebody when you weren't involved. It's not like you cheated. Jenna's allowed to fuck people.
Yeah. So Zach is like, Brittany, like, what the fuck? If you literally ever have Janet's back again, I am literally over this.
Who?
Janet.
What?
Janet.
Why?
Janet.
When?
Janet. I'm literally over here trying to have a serious conversation with her, and she fucking runs away. Okay. Like, she doesn't want to actually hear what she's actually doing. She doesn't even want to hear about my scrotox. Okay. She's so like Jax. It's crazy. Are you under the same spell that you're under with Jax? Because they're the same person, Brittany.
Zach is just misfiring all over the place, and it's hilarious. He's just floundering because he has no one to fight with, so he's just going to fight anyway. Listen. Because Brittany didn't even stick up for Janet. So he's just yelling at Brittany for no reason. It's like, what? Chicken wing? Sushi bridge? Chicken fajitas? And he's like, no, she's going to rip off your skin and wear it. She's like, come on. Well, that would be actually kind of flattering.
Do you know? She literally put 2 canapes of tuna tartare under my arm so I would stick them in it. That was her. Janet did that. He's like, Zach, you stop. Zach, you really got to calm down.
So meanwhile, Michelle is saying, why don't you just start apologizing, Kristen, to Janet for calling her a whore and that you wanted to beat her up? And then you can dog, because that is not nice. And she's,
is that all I said? Well, I could have said a lot more than that. That was pretty nice.
She goes, okay, then we are not going forward then. And so Janet is now like, oh, really? And she said, if threatening to beat me up and calling me a whore, all she said that was really nice of her. Really, really? Why don't you just pull my child up by the head right now and slit his throat? You just murdered my baby.
And Sheena's like, Janet, calm down. You know what, Sheena, I've had enough. Oh, by the way, can I just get like one more autograph? I'm really trying to complete my wall. It's like, okay, sure. Kristen's like, okay, listen, I'm sorry. We used to be literal best friends, and I say things, okay? Because you know me, I say colorful, shitty, fucking things when I'm mad. Michelle, like, not an excuse. I mean, if you took that seriously by any means, you know it's not true. You're obviously not a whore. You're just a slut.
And so Kristen's like, and Janet goes, oh, well, Jax goes. And she goes, don't compare me to Jax. Don't compare me to Jax. Like, I mean, well, just say sorry if you're actually. She goes, okay, you're not a whore. She goes, okay, so do you feel bad for calling me a whore or saying you're going to beat my ass and calling me a fan? And she goes,
if it upsets you, Yes.
And Michelle's like, no, if it upset her. Yes, it upset her. And Janet's like, of course it upset me. Do you want to be called a whore and say that someone's going to beat your ass? Do you want that? Oh, for Christ's sake.
Do you want to be told that you, like, you said that Danny's sexually assaulted? I mean, whatever. So Kristen's like, it's like, but we're different. It doesn't bother me. I don't mind being called a whore and saying that someone wants to beat my ass. I think it's kind of funny. Jason's like, well, Kristen, it would bother you. Don't even say that. It would bother you. He's like, no, I've been, you forget I was on Vanderpump Rules. I've dealt with a lot worse than this.
So we all know that if there's someone on this cast that Jason will stick up to, it's a woman or a gay man. So Jason steps up with his chest out and he's like, oh, yeah, well, if I called you a whore and said I was going to beat your ass, that would be a whole thing. That's insane.
And Kristen's like, OK, well, what you did last summer fucked me, Janet. And that's why I told you.
And Janet's like, you took my words and you twisted them, which is hilarious because that's all Janet does on this show. And so we see the whole flashback of how this all started, which was Janet at that table saying, oh, Kristen told Michelle that I said Michelle was racist. Well, you did tell everybody that Michelle was a Republican, so they should be wary of her, Janet. That's how this all fucking started. And then you started twisting words around to make everybody else look bad so you would not fight with Michelle.
And it was really Brittany who really started it, because Brittany is the one who gossiped about it that got this whole ball rolling in the first place.
Yeah. And we still haven't confronted Michelle about any of that original stuff that was said. She's never had to answer for any of that stuff. So then Kristen's like, well, then why were you licking my ass all summer trying to be my friend? She goes, licking your ass? And now she says I'm a whore who licks ass. She just murdered my baby with a licked ass.
You asked me all summer. You said, I want to make up. I want to be friends. This is how you feel, though? Seriously? Seriously? She's like, because I wanted peace with you. You know, I thought Kristen and I were friends, and I thought she cared about my well-being, my low-hanging hood, my ball pit that I always have in the living room. And I learned very quickly 2 summers ago, she absolutely does not.
So then Jason's like, well, you can't weaponize her trying to make things good with you, Kristen. And Kristen just smiles. And Jasmine has decided to try and jump in at the last minute. So she's like, Jason, come over here, Jason. And he's like, you just relax, Jasmine. And she's Jason's like, don't weaponize stuff, Kristen. And Jasmine's like, Jason, let the girls talk. Just let the girls talk, Jason. She's like, come on, come on. And because Jason's like all puffed up, like coming after Kristen, which I find amusing because he's probably going to go call Jax right away, make sure that he's okay.
Right. 100% he will. So Janet's like, part of me wants to say I really regret giving her any effort. And then the other half of me is like really happy I did, because now I can walk away and I feel like I gave it my all. So Jason's like, all right, let's go. Okay, whatever. Let's just stop. Just stop, Janet. So, and Janet's like, stop it. And because Jason's now saying, well, I guess guys can have common sense, whatever. This is ridiculous. And Janet's like, it's not worth it, Jason. Let's go.
Meanwhile, she is over there still trying to have a conversation. She's trying to make a storyline for herself. She's like, but I just want to clear up Hawaii. So then now we're over to Zach, and now he's crying, still trying to make this fight with Brittany happen. And he's like, stop letting her win. She's like, I don't even know what happened. Haven't told you about my new doormat.
It's like, bye, Janet, you're leaving, bye, you know, I still fuck you, whore, Zach. I'm so fucking done with him, I'm done. Okay, so Janet's like, oh, bye, did you say bye? I missed it, did you say bye? It's like, I didn't say hi, actually. I'm sorry, Jason's like, oh, by the way, Zach, I didn't say hi, actually. So here comes Jason, now this is when he's really puffed up, because now he's like, oh, it's my annual, it's my annual puff my chest up against the gay. So he comes over. Well,
Zach did just call his wife a whore, too. I mean, that's the thing with Zach. It's like, Zach, we're rooting for you over here. Could you not call the women a whore? Like, what the fuck? Calm down, Cokie.
Yeah, but I still think that, yes, Zach did do that, but Jason really does. The only one he truly, truly goes after on the show where he gets like that evil smile, that evil look on his face is Zach. He really does this. This is the second year in a row he did it.
Yeah, but don't call my wife a whore too. Like, what the fuck? Stupid Zach. Zach, don't do that. So Jason comes over, puffed up, and he's like, oh, really? You know, your eyes are going this way and that way, Zach. They're going this way and they're going that way. Drunky. And Benji, you're a nice guy, but your boyfriend's eyes are going this way and that way. Like, good one, Jason.
This is why Jason needs to This is why he needs to puff up his chest on more people, because he really needs to work on his disses.
It's so bad. He's so Dockers. Like, he's so Dockers, even down to the, he's a Dockers disser. Like, it's so embarrassing. Yeah. And I just love that Janet and Jason come on this show and all they do is walk around judging people for how much they're drinking. You're on a Vanderpump Rules spinoff. And by the way, your wife just got into a fight 2 weeks ago at a fucking Mexican restaurant in early evening because she was too fucking wasted. So back it up. Dockers.
So they leave and Zach is like crying and Brittany's like, what is like that? Why are you doing that? Just chill. He's like, sometimes I need support too. She's like, of course. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, sometimes Brittany, I need your help. I got my sleeve in tuna tartare. You don't understand. I spent my 2 months rent on this suit just to ruin it right away. She's like, well, I understand. We can take it to dry cleaning. She's like, that's all I want. All I want is support.
So then they're like, calm down, Zach. He's like, bitch, I will hit you. Zach, not helping Zach. So then Jasmine's like, yeah, I mean, okay, Brittany. Well, here's the thing. He just wants the support that you think that Janet, like, you support him and not him. Like, you support her and you don't support him. And that's what he's saying. She's like, but I support all you. I support all y'all. I support everybody. I support everybody. But he's upset. That's what it is. And Zach's like, you don't care. You don't care what that bitch has done. You don't care.
Yeah. So Zach is just like, I mean, he has ways to do. He's just like sobbing. And Brittany's like, this summer has been hard because I constantly feel like I'm in the middle of whatever I don't need to be. I mean, I've said this a million times. Janet has been a good friend to me. And until she's not a good friend to me, I'm not going to act like she's a bad friend to me. So Zach is like, nobody understands my feelings. Like, I'm not even best, like, not even my best friends. Like, I literally have nobody who cares. I got Scrotox. And Benji's like, Zach, I'm here. And they hug. That's really sweet.
He gives good advice. Call him right now.
Let's call him. He has a wrinkly ball sack, which I really like. He'll survive. That's just the way I'm surviving your unnaturally smooth balls.
So now people are still fighting, but then fireworks start. And Aaron's like, it's all about the journey. Cool. So then
they're also acting like the fireworks are for them. And the fireworks are just from the Hollywood Bowl over the hill. They're like, oh my God, what a special night. They set up the fireworks for us. It's like, no, those aren't for you. But it's so this show to be like.
That is one good thing about living in the valley. You can always walk out in the evening and just pretend that there's fireworks for you because they're every fucking night. You know, it's like, wow, yeah. This is for me.
Yeah.
Because I think we get the Universal ones. Does Universal have them? I hear them every night.
They do a show. They do like a few, like, they do something like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of winding down now. And we find out that Jasmine is planning a trip to propose to her girlfriend. And Jax is telling Jesse that he just wants Brittany to grow and be happy. But he's just not there. Just take Jax off my TV. I don't want to watch him. He's like, I don't see myself falling in love ever again.
Yeah. And then Kristen's. Now there is some truth. So Kristen is talking to Luke and she's like, karma's on my side. Like, my karma this summer was this. And she holds up her ring. She's like, my karma, chef's kiss. I love my karma. And then finally we see Zach drunk and he's like, where's the napkin? And she says, Jasmine going, here, just use my shirt. And that's like the end of the episode.
My God.
Which is basically, that is the metaphor of this show, which is it's messy and they're just going to use whatever they can to kind of clean it up the best they can, but it'll never be truly clean.
Yeah. Well, ain't that humanity? All right. Well, we have the next 3 weeks of reunion festivals on the Val.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, everyone. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela.
It's
Mitchells.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.